This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED hosts first quarterly outreach meeting in Los Alamos. On Monday, July 8th, the New Mexico Environment Department will host its first quarterly public meeting in Los Alamos from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Pajarito Room of the Fuller Lodge, located at 2132 Central Avenue. The primary topic will be, quote, the mission and work of the Environment Department's Department of Energy Oversight Bureau, as well as a discussion on a proposed move of the Bureau's Los Alamos field office, end quote, to Santa Fe. Please plan to attend this important meeting to support the Oversight Bureau remaining in Los Alamos. A little over 30 years after findings of radioactive, toxic, and hazardous contamination in established communities where the Department of Energy, DOE, located its nuclear weapons facilities, the secretary announced a 10-point initiative to improve its accountability to environmental protection, public health, and safety. DOE provided funding for states, such as New Mexico, to establish oversight programs that would monitor the air, surface water, groundwater, and soils for contamination and report their findings to the public. In New Mexico, the Oversight Bureau is located within the Environment Department and monitors the three DOE sites in New Mexico. For nearly 30 years, an oversight office has been located in Los Alamos, the location of the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Similarly, an oversight office has been located at or near Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque. The oversight office for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant is currently located in Carlsbad, 26 miles west. About a year ago, some quietly began planning to move the Los Alamos Oversight Bureau to Santa Fe. After the public found out about such plans, they objected. Nearly 70% of the Oversight Bureau's work is done in the field. It would be a waste of time and energy for the majority of the staff who live in Los Alamos to travel from Los Alamos to Santa Fe only to have to turn around and go back to Los Alamos to do their monitoring work. As a result of the proposed change, nearly half of the Oversight Bureau staff expressed concerns about remaining in their jobs. Any reduction in staff results in the loss of essential institutional knowledge and history of LANL operations. In response, the Environment Department's Secretary James Kenney said, quote, we have heard from employees, community members, and stakeholders on this proposed move and look forward to continuing this dialogue on July 8th. Through state procurement processes, we are actively working toward finding a location in Los Alamos County for our staff that allows us to accomplish our mission, end quote. Future quarterly meetings will address other community concerns. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.